Welcome to Eden and Amadeus, the podcast. Are we going to talk about puppies?
Yeah, let's do that. We have Chase Beckham joining us shortly with exciting news if you live in this area, North Florida, but exciting news too, because I'm sure he'll be coming to you sometime in the near future as well. And unfortunately this week, because of some technical issues, we only had two Battle of the Sexes to share with you, and those are both coming your way at the end of this episode. But yeah, we were just watching our local news here, and they were talking about these two schnauzers that came to visit them. Also on National Pet Day, my Sky hung out with us. Mm-hmm. And now you've got it in your head that we need a station dog that just lives here all the time.
Well, we did this story today of a local kennel that is looking for 60 foster parents so they can empty out the kennel long enough to get air conditioning in for the weekend. And I said we should adopt one for 6 weeks and make him our studio puppy. I think it would be great to have a dog here.
The only thing about the studio dog is I feel like I'm already reminding everybody in my own house, hey, make sure you put up everything that could be this or that, and make sure you're shutting this door and that. I'll feel like I'm parenting, even though everybody here would, I'm sure, be happy to do their part.
But there are.
I just feel like I would be up nights worrying about this dog if I couldn't be there.
There are a lot of places to explore in this building.
Wires to chew through.
Wires to chew. Oh, my gosh. I didn't think about that. Unless we could definitely keep them downstairs.
Or a crate. But then there's 10 hours of crate time that you can't. That's too much.
Yeah. Maybe we just need a stuffed
animal.
Maybe
someone like you who doesn't already have a dog could take the puppy home every night.
Yeah.
It's just 10 hours a night.
It's just 10 hours.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the less I want a puppy. But I do think we need maybe a stuffed mascot.
That we could do. Or I could just keep bringing Sky in whenever.
Sky is so much fun. She's so lovable. She loves to kiss.
She does.
And she loves to be pet. I love petting dogs.
She is down for. You could rub her belly all day.
Same way.
She's like Las Vegas where there's no clocks. She could just lose you. She's just like, there's no such thing as time in my world when somebody is rubbing my belly.
I feel the same way when people rub my belly.
You don't ever want it to end.
I never want it to stop.
We should ask Chase Beckham if he likes a good belly rub.
Okay.
When he calls in. Or we could just talk to him about congratulating him on having a number one. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Chase Beckham, because when we first started playing his music, I didn't know the name. And you were just like, oh, yeah, Chase Beckham from American Idol. So he was the winner?
Mm-hmm. Season 19.
Okay.
Yeah, I've stayed an American Idol fan from the very beginning. It's probably my number two or three favorite shows. I just love it. I love the process of that show, of watching the cream rise to the top versus some other shows where they already bring in people that have a billion followers, and then they just kind of, those other shows to me don't create stars, where American Idol just creates massive, massive stars.
Years ago, we brought in Scotty McCreery for a show, and the record label guy told us behind the scenes that from the beginning, he had such exponentially larger numbers of votes than any of the other American Idol contestants that there was no doubt to anyone behind the scenes that he was going to win. I mean, it was just they don't let you know that, of course, when you're watching, because that ruins the drama.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just no doubt. Do you feel like that was the case for Chase Beckham, or was the competition pretty stiff?
I remember there was a really, really good season. I remember watching that season, but I remember after every week thinking, this guy's clearly the winner. This guy's going to win this year. And
okay.
He did. Yeah. And it's funny, going back to the voting thing, Ryan Seacrest frequently says, our top three in no particular order. He throws that word in a lot because I don't think they want people to know who's getting the most votes.
Right.
They used to separate them the bottom three are, the top three are. Now it's just they really focus on not letting you know how people are doing.
Uh-huh.
Kind of keeping you guessing. So if you want your favorites to do well, you've got to keep voting.
Right. Now, it's not the way it was with American Idol, where I know for everyone watched when it aired because you wanted to be up to date so you could talk about it the next day. American Idol is not that water cooler kind of show anymore. It's
right.
It's got its fans, and it's certainly still making stars. Absolutely, it's still making stars and makes the news, and it's all over social media. It's just you can binge it.
You
can go a week or so and get behind. But who's the front runner right now? Do you have a favorite, or you're just
I can
not-
honestly tell you, because I used to watch this show. If there was an episode, I didn't go to bed until I watched it. I am 6 episodes behind right now,
okay,
which is 12 hours. I have no idea Like, they've already done Hollywood Week. I have no idea what's going on.
And I only get my American Idol through the social media clips. So the two that I was watching was Loretta Lynn's granddaughter is on it. Is she still? We don't know.
I don't know.
If she's, I'm assuming she is. And then there was another young lady that did a Billie Eilish song that was mind-blowing, and she had all these siblings that were so excited for her, and it was very, very cute. But anyway, with no further ado, let's bring him on, a season 19 winner of American Idol, and now we know somebody that's coming to town soon to see us. We'll reveal that in a moment. Chase Beckham.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So how you feeling sitting at the top of the charts?
Oh, man, I don't... It still hasn't sank in that, you know, all that's happened. I just... I've just been running around and playing a lot of shows, and we were at the CMT Awards the other day, and that was awesome. So I don't know. I'm still waiting for it to kind of sink in. I think it's crazy.
Chase, I'm the resident American Idol fan here in the building, and probably of everyone I know. I still follow it every single episode from the very beginning. I was such a huge fan of yours, and I'm so proud and happy for you for your number one.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. All your support, and you know, that show gave me the platform to get this song out there, and I'm forever grateful to them for you know, giving me an opportunity, and yeah, it's totally changed my life. So,
and now the new album is out, and I was actually just listening to it at my desk before we came into the studio, and I'll tell you, Devil I've Been and Mama are my two favorite songs so far.
Really, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, Bad for Me is a special record for me and my first album, and really is just a collection of some of my favorite songs. And yeah, I hope everybody gets the chance to listen to them and enjoy them.
I think it's fun that that you go from being number one, you find out your song is number one, and then it's like, yeah, but you know what? The grind, you cannot rest on your laurels. You have to keep on going forward.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It definitely doesn't stop once you ring the number one bell. I mean, yeah, you just you got to be grateful for all that, you know, being so busy. I remember whenever I first moved to town, that's all I wanted to do was be, you know, booked. And it's so awesome now to, you know, look out through the year and see that we're, you know, getting to play quite a bit, and we're on some awesome tours this year. So, yeah, you know, getting the number one and getting to release the record and be a part of some really cool tours. It makes you really excited, you know.
Yeah, you're going on tour with Luke Bryan, who was one of your judges. What's that like? How did that happen?
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. Actually, me and Luke are managed by the same management, and we ended up kind of, you know, that kind of happened once we met up in town, and he set me up, you know, with some really good people, and he's kind of been just like a great person for me to be able to go to with anything, any questions that I have. And I feel like he's really helped me out throughout this whole process. So, you know, all that fear that I had for singing in front of him kind of went away after we went fishing a couple times. And, you know, so we ended up getting along pretty well. And he's invited me to tour with him quite a bit. And, you know, super grateful for that. He's one of the best guys in country music. And it's just a lot of fun to get out on the road with someone like him, you know.
We heard about one of those fishing stories where maybe he told you to start writing some happier tunes.
Oh, yeah. He said you can't sing all the sad songs. I don't know. I might be proving him wrong. I'm not sure.
You can and you will, and we're here for it. So speaking of being here for it, tell everybody that you're coming to town.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're coming to Jacksonville Beach. We're going to be there June 2nd. I can't wait to be there, you know, and playing all the songs from this new record for y'all.
This is an inaugural event. It's the first ever country music fest at Jacksonville Beach. And I can tell you right now, there's already several thousand people who have clicked the going or interested button. So it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there and be a part of it. And yeah, hopefully everybody likes the new songs.
I know we only have a few minutes with you, but listening to the album, I want to go back to that real quick. I was picking up a lot of like Allman Brothers vibes. Is there anyone out there you'd like to work with, like a duet or some kind of combination work?
Oh, there's a lot of people I'd love to, you know, get the chance to team up with. I really haven't just had the chance to do that just yet. And, man, I really couldn't even limit it to five people. There's so many people right now in country music that are, and, you know, not even just country, like Americana and the acoustic stuff that's, you know, going crazy. There's so many options out there and so many different routes to go that I think it's a really good time for, you know, someone to be an artist and writing music and to be creating. So I don't know, you know, hopefully we'll get some collaborations in the near future, but I guess we'll have to see.
Well, Well, you've been called a triple threat for your writing and performing, and you've been called the real deal. All of those things, but we're so excited to get a chance to see you live, Jacksonville Beach, June 2nd, kicking off our first ever country fest at the beach.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there. Thank you guys so much, and appreciate you guys. You guys said a lot of really nice things, so I appreciate all that.
True. We mean it. We mean every word of it.
Thank you guys, and I can't wait to see y'all. That's going to be a heck of a show, so yeah, I hope the fans are ready. Yeah,
we'll
thank you, guys.
See you in a few months, buddy.
Yeah, can't wait. Appreciate y'all.
Take care, man.
Thanks.
So more on that upcoming show if you live in the North Florida area in the near future.
Along with season 19 winner Chase Beckham, season 20 runner-up Hunter Girl will also be at that show. How excited is this American Idol fan?
Yeah, and she came to visit us here at the station one day and was amazing. And yeah. She has a song on the radio now that she performed for us live in our studio, and she's so adorable. So.
It's going to be so much fun. If you want to travel to Jacksonville, if you want to just take a weekend and come to visit our sunny city, June 2nd, it's a Sunday afternoon. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait. All right, so the Battle of the Sexes was rough this week. It really was. We couldn't pull it off every single day like we like to. And then, first of all, Monday you were off, so mm-hmm. We don't ever do it when one of us is off because it's a two-man show. And then, so we had Tuesday, then we had tech difficulties Wednesday, Thursday, and then we had Friday. So here you go.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Here we go. Tuesday morning, Battle of the Sexes.
You've heard her on the radio taking care of business, and I'm sure our contender today is pretty afraid of Cookie Mama.
And he's a brand new contender, never played on the battle before, so we welcome in from Green Cove Springs. It's Chris. All right, guys, today it's Black Beans and Rice Day, so we're going to do a popular food pairings quiz. First one goes to our returning champion, Cookie Mama. Fried chicken is sometimes served at brunch with this popular breakfast item.
Waffles.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One for you.
Chris, shrimp are sometimes served with this southern favorite breakfast item.
Grits.
Yes.
One to one. Cookie Mama, some people like a slice of cheese on their piece of this kind of pie.
Apple pie.
2-1.
Chris, some people like to dip their grilled cheese into this kind of soup.
Tomato soup.
Yep.
2-2. Cookie Mama, this green, oily, heart-healthy fruit has become very popular on toast.
Avocado.
3-2. You got to get this right to stay in the game, Chris.
Chris, this kind of fish, when smoked, is often served with bagels and cream cheese.
Salmon.
Yeah, salmon.
All right, 3-3. We got a tie.
Here's your tiebreaker. The first to shout it out wins. You will not be able to hear each other. This can be controversial, but some people like it on their pizza. It is a tropical fruit.
Pineapple.
Yes,
oh,
he got you.
Oh, my God.
This is a Battle of the Sexes replay.
Guys, we normally do leftovers on Friday, but I wrote these questions on Tuesday, and dang it, we're going to do them today. It was sibling day, so these are all questions about famous siblings. First question goes to our returning champion, Chris.
Chris, Jason and Travis are the football brothers from what family?
Kelsey.
Yes.
One for you. Dallas, Venus and Serena are the tennis sisters from what family?
Williams.
Of course.
1-1.
Chris, Judy and Elroy are siblings on a classic cartoon about this futuristic family.
Jetsons.
Yep.
All right, 2-1. Dallas, Pugsley and Wednesday are siblings from what spooky family?
The Addams.
Yes.
We have 2-2.
Chris, what is the last name of political brothers John, Robert, and Ted?
Kennedy.
Yes.
3-2. You can tie it up with this one. Dallas, what's the last name of airplane inventor brothers Orville and Wilbur?
Right.
Yes.
You got a tie score.
Okay, you two, the way this is going to work is the first to shout out the answer wins. You're not going to hear each other, just so you know. What is the last name of the brothers famous for writing fairy tales?
Grimm.
Yes, he got you.
Grimm was right.
All right, there you have it. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the podcast. We'll see you at the Chase Beckham Show, I hope, and hopefully we'll have all of our battles next week.